out who's going to be named state champion in high kick in Class A. The high kick, six teams that competed, they've completed their performance, and we are ready to go. Ken Fransky and Hannah Johnson join me here. Ken, what are you thinking?
I'm almost speechless, Paul. That's pretty rare for me. I mean, all I can say is that was boom, 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 excellent. The Shadows were so solid in prelims. They came out with energy. The crowd woke up with a new level of energy, and that just, you know, was like a transfusion for the girls. And they walked off so emotionally happy that if we're not state champions, repeat state champions, Paul, I'm gonna quit trying to learn dance because I'm just gonna give up. I've completely lost my eye for it, but that was nothing short of awesome.
Yes, it was. Hannah Johnson joins me once again. She joined us last night for Jazz. You're a good luck charm, Hannah.
Former
Shadow coach.
Yes.
Had her baby, child at this time last year.
Yeah, a lot of people thought when we won last year that I was going to go into labor on the floor because they said I was jumping, which I don't remember because when you do win, you kind of go into this euphoria where you're, and they said you were jumping so much, everyone thought I was going to go into labor, but I didn't. But now it's kind of, you know, come to fruition. She's here, and she's cheering and in her tutu, and got a onesie on that says Future Shadow, so it's really
awesome,
exciting.
Man. It looks awesome.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah, that's so she's awesome. Here cheering the girls on.
All right. Well, we had Cannon Falls, YME, Breezy, Holy Family Catholic, Lockapurl Valley, Dawson Boyd, Wabasso, Wabashaw Kellogg, excuse me. Wabashaw Kellogg, the six teams that were danced in the finals. We're waiting to find out. They're going to bring the girls on the floor. Hannah, your thoughts on how the Shadows did.
Oh, absolutely amazing. And I'm not saying that just to be biased. That was by far the absolute best performance they have given this entire season. And as a coach, my gosh, that's what you hope for, is that that finals, you give your best. We always say, may your last dance be your best dance, and wow, was that their best dance. Everything was on, from the timing to the kick height to the pull down of the kicks to the arms, I mean, the sharpness, every category you look at on that score sheet, those Shadows dancers absolutely nailed.
All right, that's great. Let's talk about some of the other teams that are in the mix here. Frazee, Cannon Falls, YME, they did awesome too.
Oh, yes. I was very proud of YME. I thought their performances today were the two best they gave all year. And finals, they even upped the ante as well and did amazing. And they really brought that energy too, and their kicks were phenomenal, so really proud of YME as well.
I agree. It's a lot to me like last year. To me, they started a little slow last year in competition, built to the end. I saw the same thing this year. Started kind of slow this year. I mean, not bad, just slow for YME. And they built to the finish line, and they broke through that tape with their best performance of the year, too. And I think they're knocking, you know, hard on that second place runner-up is what I'm hoping.
That's
the
what
Shadows.
I'm hoping,
too. That would be my guess and prediction. So.
Yeah, and I mean, absolutely, for those girls, what a great performance, and for them, too, to leave their last dance be their best dance.
And it would be so fun, again, 2 years in a row to finish up kick with our Section 3A going to 1 and 2.
Yes.
That would be another awesome moment.
And speaks to our section.
Yes, yes. I thought Cannon Falls, you know, looked very strong. You know, we got to see him for the second time, so
yes.
you kind of get to understand it, but it's, you know, it's almost like watching a horror movie in a sense. their routine. It's not that it's bad.
Yeah.
That's just the theme. They kind of,
yep.
It's kind of a scary thing.
Is that they change uniforms?
Yes.
Go from all white to flip down to all black, and it's kind of a flat line, you know, scary type thing in your face. And
very dark,
yes.
And they really get into character, though. And so, as
yes.
a coach, that's what you want, because they were really selling it to the judges, because they got into the character. And, I mean, there were parts in there that I was like, whoa, but I mean, those coaches asked them to sell it, and boy,
yep.
did they sell it.
They did.
My favorite, one of my favorites, I should say, I don't know how they'll do, but Wabashaw Kellogg in the nerd, the revenge of the nerd, the way they're dressed, and I thought that was cute.
And I love their fan section over here wearing shirts that say nerdy, and it's the element table.
And all the dads are wearing nerdy glasses with the tape in the middle, and it's pretty cool.
Really, really proud of their program this year and what they're showing for kick.
They look
cute.
Like a young team, just, you know, the face of the girls to me and in the audience is a dad.
I think they are a younger
young team. But very talented. I think they danced around 12 maybe 14 girls.
Yeah.
I don't think it was nine. There was one with nine. I think that
was
Holy
Family.
Catholic. I think they were around 12, 15. And, yeah, very, very fun, entertaining kind of, I think I told Bobby, I think I called it kind of cute.
Yeah.
Because that Revenge of the Nerds thing, but very crisp all the way around.
And of course, the Frazee Fly Girls are called.
Yes.
The Team Spirit by Nirvana. I thought that was very high energy. I mean, after they got done, I said, man, them girls got to be in shape. I mean, they go 100 miles an hour the whole routine.
What I liked about Freezy is they were, again, selling it just like the other ones were selling it because they really got into the character and they had the school spirit little zippies on and got into that character and whipped those ponies around and, again, got into that character to really sell the routine.
Yeah, lots of hand motion.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of high body energy.
A lot of contagion.
Yes. Yes, and to me, I don't think they did these big, difficult transitions, but start to finish, you talked about having some stamina. I was like 1,000 miles an hour with hands and movements and things. And
a lot of intricate details for them.
Yeah, yep,
that's right. Hannah, as a coach, the seniors just danced their last dance.
And what an amazing group.
What's that mean to them and to you as coaches for these seniors? They performed their last time as a battle.
It's very emotional. A lot of people don't know that when we walk off and we go into what we call, like, the, you know, there's the chute on the one side.
The
and then
tunnel.
We walk off into the tunnel on the other side, and it's very emotional. There are a lot of tears, a lot of hugs. It's not even a conversation after finals about how did we do, what do you think. I mean, that doesn't even come. It's truly those girls hugging each other, crying, because those relationships of what you've done. I mean, these girls have been dancing together for 7 years. Or 6 years, excuse me. And, you know, 6 years, that's some big relationships and growth. And so.
Yep, the 10 seniors for the show.
Yeah.
You can see them hugging in the exit tunnel. As well as, you can see them hugging and,
Tears.
Like you said, these senior girls, I think, if not all, most of them have been dancing since seventh grade on varsity.
Seventh and eighth grade, almost all of them. And, you know, right away I looked at Aaliyah Schomer. She's one of the seniors right when she finished, and she was just bawling. And you saw her grab another senior. And it's that bond. And that's what dance is so much more, even than the sport. It's these relationships these girls have built and what it does for them. And that's what you remember, you know, going forward.
Those are friendships, deep friendships for life.
Yeah.
Not just through high school and sports and dance. I mean, those girls will... Oh, social media to death. They'll be in each other's weddings. They'll be godparents to each other's kids. And I want to name them off, Paul. And I'm going to go in reverse alphabetical order for something different.
Okay.
So our 10 senior shadows that just danced their last high school dance.
May their last dance be their best.
May their last dance be their best. And it was. And I believe the reward will come. But that's just a dance tab. But we have Eden Weber, Annika Trigestead, Hope Traeger, Paige Torstensen, Aaliyah Schomer, Addison Oy, Josie Munsterman, Rachel Hahn, Carissa Bessonen, and Laura Baldwin. Those 10 seniors, like you said, Paul, have danced together and for the Shadows program since 7th and 8th grade. You know, so four of those girls are also on Jazz yesterday. All 10 have been on Kick their entire dance careers and things. It's a beautiful group of 10 young women.
Yeah, and really a strong group who... even more than dancing, just their leadership on the team and what they've brought, amazing group of girls.
And you know that better, Hannah, how these seniors and upperclassmen pull in and I'm going to use the term suck in the 7th and 8th graders.
Yeah.
The ones are going to try out here in the first week of March and they bring them up a level and they show and hand off that confidence. You know, we've got some 8th graders, 9th graders on the team, and it's just... They don't have any fear in their eye or hesitation.
Well, and I was so proud. There was one moment that because I was right in the front row and I lost my marbles going crazy. Good thing I was in the front row because I would have taken out some fans. But I looked at one point, Atiana does this side lead through the girls at
one point.
Atiana.
Atiana. One of the eighth graders? Yep. And down,
Atiana.
Sorry, yep.
And she, I mean, there's a picture on social media I saw where she is, like, above flat. I mean,
she jumps like a deer.
Yeah, it's amazing. But I looked at her confidence she exuded out there, and I thought, and that's an eighth grader, but that's what these girls who are older have fostered with them and showed them, that there's no fear. You go out there and you show everything you have, and you don't have to be afraid because we're all together, we're in this together, and we got this.
The age doesn't matter, the grade doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's the team that matters.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a commercial break. We'll be back in 1 minute with the results of a high kick in Class A from the Target Center here in downtown Minneapolis. We'll be back in about a minute. All right, welcome back, everybody, to Target Center. The girls are about to enter the Target Center fort. And are you excited, Hannah and Ken?
So excited.
I feel like you're jumping at me.
I know, and your arm might get a little nail.
That's fine. Keep hammered on it.
Yeah.
We better separate ourselves from Hannah for a bit, Ken. We might get hurt. It'll be a good kind of pain. It was so fun where we sit, Paul. You were up, just a steering wheel away from the railing where, Hannah just taught me a new term. They come out of the chute, Paul, not the tunnel, and they leave out the tunnel on the other. So they come in the chute, they leave out the tunnel. We have basically a stairway away from the railing where we can watch the girls come out. And, if Hannah just takes precedence over Paul and myself, they're waving her, they're smiling at her, blowing her kisses. And
that's because they're my girls. I love them and miss them. And that's the true meaning of a shadow. Once a shadow, always a shadow. And that's true for these senior girls,
that's such
too.
A good cultural theme for our program. It's been from the very, very beginning.
And you see front row right there, we are filled with just past alumni, which speaks to our program.
And they kept the cheers going for the girls.
Yes.
I know the two Hockey girls, Maddie and
Lydia Hoffman.
Got it going with it. The moms got a little stale there, not that we were getting bored, but boom, all of a sudden that alumni section of dancers and a bunch of the JV girls were there too, Anna, and they reinvigorated the crowd before the girls walked onto the floor to dance.
Yep.
Yellow Medicine East Silhouettes just entered the gym floor here at Target Center. They got their white pom-poms and their cheerleader outfits on. Large contingent from the Silhouettes. Frazee's coming out of the floor, and here's
Holy Family Care.
I like their top. Playing with their top. What's it look like?
I think they're trying to go with just a fun retro theme because they're mixed. I said, I want that mix. And here come the Shadows! Yay!
They're walking right by us here, all holding hands in a line. They're walking, entering the Target Center arena. There we go. There's some seniors there. Riley.
Yeah, they're so happy.
What did Riley Swarovski say to Hannah?
So her dad makes cookies every year for the team, homemade, and they are some of the best cookies ever. And she said, I still have your cookie from my dad, Mr. Swarovski. Because I said, I better still get a cookie this year.
Look how fun this. They're walking on the state championship floor to announce the top three winners for Class A, and she's talking about cookies her dad makes and one for you. I mean, what kind of focus is this, coach?
That's just how great our program is. But I will tell you, what I love right now is that they dance fifth. They are now closer to us, which I love because I want to see their faces live, and it's right in front of us. So that's super exciting.
All right, we're moments away from finding out who's going to play third, who's going to be state runner-up, and who's going to be state champion.
Yeah, and first they'll announce the Wells Fargo All-State Tournament team.
That's right. Yep, that's right, All-Tournament team.
Two from each team.
Last night, two for Jazz.
Yep, Addison Oy
and Ellie Stratmon.
Okay,
and YME was Lily Janish and Courtney Winter for the YME Silhouettes. All right, so that's what the PA announcer is going to do. First, so you got to hold back a little bit, a little more time here before the winners. And there's some things that we were going to talk about, too. We'll mention that in a little bit. But, boy, they got the around the arena here at Target Center, they got championships lighted up around the concourse here, and it's kind of cool. So we're going to name the all-tournament team and how that happened last night. Hannah, how did that happen? How do you name the all-tournament team?
Yeah, so as coaches, it's who you really look at, who has had really great leadership, really stands out, and just has been an outstanding girl on the team, leading, and really just embodies that compass of what a Shadows dance team member is. And it might be a little different how they pick from every team, but that's definitely how the Shadows dance team.
So two from each team, then?
Yes.
Okay. All right, here's Yellow Medicine East.
And Becca Donner.
Oh, I didn't catch that. Did you catch that, Ken?
Becca Donner was the second one, and
we missed the first one.
Yeah, I wasn't quite prepared.
Crazy.
Sorry about that if you're a YME fan. But we'll find out on the Minnesota High School League who they are, and we'll post that later. Yeah, it was Becca Donner was the second one, and I missed the first one.
Yep.
And Holy Family's all-tournament team being announced. They get a little, looks like a little glass engraved.
Yeah, they actually, oh, here's us.
Laura Baldwin,
one of our 10 seniors.
Kendall Fransky.
Your daughter, Kendall Fransky. What a wonderful honor.
Awesome.
Oh, and you can tell she's emotional about it, too.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Yeah, they're right in front of us.
Yeah, taking the picture. That's a huge honor.
I don't give her a hug or we'll get kicked out of here.
She might get kicked out of here.
It'd be worth it.
Yeah.
It'd be worth it.
But what an honor. Huge honor to be named to that Wells Fargo All-Tournament team.
So Laura Baldwin, Kendall Fransky, all tournament team for the Walker Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows.
And it is a glass, actual little medal they get that they've really upped the ante on it.
All right. Well, here we go. The moment we have been waiting for.
Yeah. And
before, since last year.
And
since last year.
While we go into this, just to let everyone know, this would be the third team, only the third team in history to go back-to-back double blue, the first team in history in double and single A.
That's going back-to-back in jazz. Same school. Back-to-back championships in jazz
and
high kick. The third team ever.
Ever.
But the first in class A. So this could be
a history-making
moment here on the Target Circle. Okay. Here we go, folks. Ken Olivier, you make the call there. Hannah and I will scream.
Yeah.
I'll get through the first two, hopefully very easy. The last one, I might have a little difficulty with her listeners back home, but I'm not going to apologize.
All right, they're going to go third place first, then state runner-up, and then state champion.
I don't know if you can hear the PA announcer in the background, but we'll just fill in for him here. And they're going to give rank scores, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
That's always nice to kind of see how tight the race was in the judges' eyes. All right, here we go. Third place. Class A, high kick.
With a rank score of 16
rank points.
Crazy
Tigers. Came back from the prelims. They fell in fourth place in the prelims behind Cannon Falls, YME, and our hometown Shadows.
Yep.
They danced strong. It's going to be interesting to see what the separation of third and fourth is. But the Crazy Fly Girls, they finished third a year ago, and they finished third again this year.
Yeah.
They're always one of the top teams in the state year after year.
Yeah, and it's a really good program up north.
Is Frazee?
So I moved to Dilworth Wind and Dolphin, which is right by Moorhead. Frazee is about 40 minutes from us, kind of by Detroit Lake.
Yeah, just off the minute.
Yeah. What?
Not I-94, that goes through.
Highway 10.
Highway 10, there you go.
Highway 10.
There you go. Yep.
Yeah. So, Ken, maybe you can explain how rank works to the listeners.
So at state, there's eight judges total, and they all provide an individual rank of all of the six finalists. And then what they do, it's very similar to kind of an Olympic averaging score. They drop off the highest rank score from the judge and the bottom two lowest rank points, and then they average the five in the middle. So with eight judges, with three eliminated, the perfect rank point score would be a 5.0.
Correct.
You had a 16, you had some that might have been up around 5, 6, 7.
Yes.
Some might have been down around 25, would be 6. But you know, it gets to that 16.
Yeah.
So that tells me a little bit, Hannah, that the judges saw the third place team, maybe compared to the second, third, fourth team, kind of jumping around a little bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't a unanimous one. If you would say like a 5 in a rank and then maybe a 8 and a 10, then it was pretty tight race all the way from 1 to 3.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to really hear these ranks on second place and to see if that was a close one as well.
Yes, because in the prelims, the Shadows were clearly ahead in rank points at halftime, and then second and third were pretty tight.
Yep.
And then there was a nice little separation between 4, 5, and 6 in the prelims.
So. But as you can see, the fourth place just jumped to third. So for the listeners out there, it really does come down to that final performance. You know, all scores from prelims are thrown away, and they do not look at those, and it really comes down to what you show in your finals. So they really do start over.
They do. And I watched the Frazee coaches walk off, and then they were energized.
Yeah, they were very proud.
Kids. So I think they from the coaches' perspective, for Frazee, the three gals, I would say Frazee probably had their best dance of the year, the way the coaches reacted.
Yeah, a lot of tears.
Yeah, I like Frazee's nickname, the Fly Girl.
Isn't that wonderful? I know.
I like that. Well, they're going to get their trophy here. Fans are going to go nuts with the Frazee area.
Yep, here we go.
Green jackets, green shirts in the stands. It kind of looks like St. Patty's Day a little early.
They remind me of a bomber jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's,
yeah,
that's
to me,
good.
To me, it took me back to the musical Grease. The pink ladies got the ponytails. They got a bow or a ribbon in their hair.
Yep.
Instead of pink leather jackets.
Cheerleader, except they went for the bomber jacket.
Yep.
All right, who's going to get second place?
That's okay, now I got
to
grab
him. Here's where it gets interesting, Paul. I guess coming off the prelims, we'd have to believe the three teams in that contention for second place are our Shadows, the YMU Silhouettes, and Cannon Falls. There we go. A rank point of 13. So there's a separation between first and second place on rank points. Here we go. Second place.
In second place for High Kick 2 years in a row. Section 3A has one team bringing home hardware again from Center in Minneapolis.
Oh, absolutely so proud of them.
So a rank point of 13 versus a third place finisher of Frazee at a 16.
Yes.
Pretty tight between second and third all the way around. So.
Very.
That takes my top, but it's even get higher, Hannah.
Oh,
all that.
I know.
What was the rank point?
Rank point of 13.0 for YMU finishing second. A rank point of 16 for Frazee. So if the prelims are a foreshadowing, catch that, Hannah. That's just pretty good potentially for what might happen here in the next 5 minutes.
I just, as a coach, what I feel confident in, and it's not being biased here, what I feel confident in is what they delivered on that floor. And I critique them. I am probably one of their biggest critics, and I tell you, they delivered. And everything about it is earned for these girls, never given. And I really want people to know that they earn it. The blood, sweat, tears goes into this, and just a phenomenal finals performance. So I really do foreshadow that. I really am hoping we come away with some three moments, making moments here going into this, that third team in the history to ever go back to back in both, and first ever in Class A.
And that's not easy to do.
Oh, my goodness.
Shadows dance in 30. I think the smallest team of High Kick, the Holy Catholic, had 9 girls dancing. Some maybe in that 12 to 15. I think YME was around 28.
Yeah, they had a lot of numbers.
There was a big group there, too. Just amazing. You mentioned earned, not given.
Yeah.
And that's one of their hashtags, I think, starting last year, maybe even 2 years ago. And that was just a quest they were on to earn what they felt they earned, not just let the judges give it to them. And it's been such a motivation for the last three seasons.
And I think a lot of people have to know that it is truly earned. I mean, if they didn't go out there and they didn't show up and show out, they're not getting it.
No.
And so you have to show up. You have to do your absolute best. This is the best of the best. You're looking at the top six right now in the state.
The top six out of 55 High Kick teams in Class Single A are being rewarded.
Yes.
And when your name's not called, I'm sure your heart drops, but boy, you got to go home.
But at the same time,
you finished, playing longer by a week to 10 days than 49 other teams in the state.
And that's what I love is the Shadows say you get a week longer with your best friend.
Yes.
And that's just everything about the program, too. To these other girls, if they, you don't place whatever happens, you are still, like we said, top six, top 12 for the girls who were here earlier in the state. And that's remarkable. That's a huge thing for these programs to be here today.
Here's Julie Janich from YME.
Yes.
And look at the Shadow fans. They stood up fast as the Yellow Medicine Silhouette fans. And there's mutual respect in Section 3A. The fans, the athletes, even if the coaches weren't sisters, it's such a strong camaraderie and a passion for dance. And the Frazee fans are standing up, applauding the YME second place finish.
And that's how you teach good sportsmanship.
Absolutely. I was telling Paul off here that one thing I love about, you don't see all the silly stuff that goes on in basketball and football and other sports. And we've got a great view of Lisa Johnson, who's the tail of the line for the Shadows dances. And all four coaches are holding hands in a tight little circle. And
here we go.
If the Shadow's name is called, I can't wait to watch Lisa because I watched her last year.
No, it's
she
so
just
emotional.
Had this fist pump.
Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous.
First place, state champions, 2020, Class A.
Remember where you were in this moment. It could be history-making for lack of part of a 5, a perfect rank score all the way around.
They go back-to-back jazz champions last year to this year.
Amazing.
Back-to-back High Kick champions. The third team of any class since Minnesota State has went double blue back-to-back years. Unbelievable. But when you believe that this is what happened,
it's the best moment.
Amazing.
The only other teams to do this are Chaska and Eastview.
Chaska and Eastview. Eastview's dominant in 3A. Chaska's in 3A, I believe, too.
This is absolutely amazing in history making. So proud of these coaches, the girls, the program. It is everything.
Here's Annika Fernholz in her medal.
Exciting.
So France team. How about this? Amazing.
Absolutely amazing.
First time in Class A that the team has repeated as Jazz and High Kick champions back-to-back.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
How about these coaches, Hannah? Talk about Lisa and Sarah.
You know, Lisa has truly built this program, and it is just such a phenomenal program, and I don't think sometimes people know what goes into being a coach, and you want one of the best coaches, you want Lisa Johnson, and she's just phenomenal. She's more than just a coach to these girls, Sarah Norman as well, and together they're a dynamic duo, and what they do for this team, the girls, I still consider them my best friends. We text every week about dance, and just phenomenal. You can see the tears on their eyes. You know, they care about the girls more than they even care, you know, for them or anything. It's always the girls first, and wow, this is just an amazing moment. I feel like I'm watching such history being made.
You are, Lisa.
Yeah.
You are, Hannah.
I know. And you look at these girls, these JV girls up in the stands right now who are watching this thinking, I can be a part of this.
Yes.
It's an amazing program, and it just gives you chills.
Is this undefeated season back-to-back?
Yes, it was the first undefeated season for Jazz ever,
yes.
And Kick again went undefeated.
Back-to-back, 2 years in a row, all competition.
Phenomenal.
Our High Kick team, 4 years in a row, section champions for High Kick, 3 years in a row for our Jazz team. Jazz has a perfect season throughout their competition. They missed a perfect rank score at one competition out of 3 points. The High Kick team had perfect rank points all year. Norma, Lisa Johnson, the last two Shadow team members, getting their medals. And here comes the first place trophy. Shadow fans are snapping pictures like crazy.
And your music plays loud over the speakers,
yes,
for everyone to hear when you win it. It's the best feeling.
The pink song.
Jumping.
They're jumping up and down. Just a special moment. Fans back home. Thanks for listening to
Grace,
the part of history.
Grace and Josie hugging, crying. It's just the emotions. Look at all the girls hugging.
Those 10 seniors, back-to-back champions. From that dance, Jazz and High Kick go off as four-time state champions in 2 years. They make history in Class A, winning back-to-back state champions in 2018-19, 2019, and 20.
And they are chanting Section 3A, all the fans, because we went 2-1, so it's phenomenal.
And last year, Hannah, the last picture that was taken, you probably were part of that and didn't see it, was the Shadows and the Wyoming silhouette sitting on the floor.
Yeah.
Two teams that are only 30-40 miles apart in Yellow Medicine County and Lackawanna County.
Sisters of coaches.
Sisters of coaches. Two cousins, Grace Johnson and Lily Janish, cousins on both those teams. That was the way Target Center Court finished last year in Class A Kick.
And I suspect it'll be the same thing.
And we're getting the same picture this year. We've got two teams in front of us. We can't quite see it, but you know, Y&E is on the baseline side.
Yeah.
Our Shadows are on half court, side by side, representing Section 6A. That should be a front cover for all the newspapers in Elements and Lackawanna County.
It's all sportsmanship.
It's exactly
really
right. It's not the silly fist pumping and shooting arrows and silly stuff like that.
It's about what we teach these girls going forward, and what you take from this is how you treat others. And I mean, look at that respect up there.
Yeah,
absolutely amazing. So proud of them making history today.
I don't want to leave. I don't either. Watch it on the big screen and replay it time and time again.
I truly feel like we were just here. I feel like we were just here.
Time goes quick, Hannah.
I know.
Time goes quick.
Laura Baldwin and Annika Trigger stand alive, along with Coach Johnson. They're going to be here shortly.
And I think
and headsets over to Paul. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I think they're about to take the huge 3A1. So it's wonderful. What a great weekend. What an awesome day to be from Section 3A.
Absolutely. Laura Baldwin, one of the seniors, her mom and dad are Kurt and Tina Baldwin. Annika Trigger's dad is supposed to be joining Paul Ramel before Paul goes up to the concourse and gets stuck. Annika Trigger's dad, her mom and dad, Warren and Becky Trigger's dad from up in the Bellingham area. I mean, 8 other seniors, Carissa Beston, Rachel Hahn, Josie Munsterman, Addisoy, Aaliyah Schomer, Paige Torstenson, Hope Traeger, and Eden Weber.
Amazing. I know, you're getting emotional. I love it. It's to be a part of this entire program is something you will never forget. And once a shadow, always a shadow. Doesn't
absolutely
just go for the girls, it's the families too. And we are our culture, and it's just wonderful. So this is everything.
Huge smiles.
Here come the three girls.
Oh, you see, yay! Get under there. We'll get the headsets on the girls and look at the celebration beginning here. And wow, unbelievable. Big hug for Coach Bannon Johnson Flasher. Wolf Traeger's going to join. Annika Trigger's dead. It's actually Addison Oy who jumped up.
Yep,
she didn't
fine
quite get who we thought we had. Put those on over here. Hope Traeger joins me. Congratulations, Hope.
Thank
State
you.
State champions. Woo.
Yes.
Are you happy?
Very.
Talk about what emotions that you have right now.
Well, when we got done performing, we were all very sad, but happy tears.
Okay.
It was a good performance.
All right, Annika Trigger, I think they want pictures with you guys, so we're going to just take the headsets off and run over there and get a picture quick.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. They want them for pictures with the YB.
That was short and sweet, Bugs. They had to run back and get into Section 3A. State champion, second place YME Shadows. Here's the same exact setting we had last year,
yes,
a year ago. The YME Silhouettes, the entire team, the entire coaching staff, the managers, our Lacaparo Valley Dawson Boys Shadows, sitting side by side. One gigantic team from Section 3A. The last picture for Class A High Kick to wrap up this state tournament.
Oh, and Lisa hugging Julie right there.
Lisa,
you see that, and they're crying, hugging.
Yep. Lisa
and that's
Julie's
about
sister embracing. Beautiful,
and
beautiful.
Yeah, Lisa.
It makes me emotional because it's just, that's what it's about, right? Family and coaching and supporting one another always.
Yeah. Big, big long hug between her sister, Lisa Johnson, and Julie Janich of YME. Amazing, amazing.
Absolutely amazing. What a wonderful moment.
Yeah, why can't they come back out to shoot versus going through the tunnel? That would be way, way, way more
this
fun.
Way. And see, this is a picture I love that they took last year as well, where you have Lisa and her daughter. And,
yes.
You know,
Lily Janish, who dances for YME, and Julie Janish, Lisa's sister, one of the head coaches for YME. We got Sarah Norma joining us. I'll give her my headset, Paul. Let's keep Hannah on with,
okay,
with Sarah, if you will.
All right. Go ahead. Sarah.
We're
throwing headsets around here quick.
Oh, man.
Sarah.
You were covered in makeup from the girls.
Right, let's go. Sarah.
Sorry.
All right. Congratulations, Sarah.
Thank you. I don't even know if I have anything to say right now. I'm speechless. It was great.
Hi.
It was the best way ever to end the season.
All right.
Undefeated.
All right. Congratulations,
all the way.
Sarah.
Thank you.
Awesome. Back-to-back.
Done in Class A before. We are the first Class A team to do it.
Great, Joe. Great coach.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
Senior Laura Baldwin joins me. Congratulations,
Thanks,
Laura.
Thanks, Paul.
Wow. What's it like?
This is crazy.
You just made history. Do you know that?
Yeah. This is, the only other team is AAA. It's Eastview, and to be anything like that is crazy.
Congratulations, Josie.
Thank you so much.
What's it feel going out as a senior like this?
I don't even have words for it. Like, it's just perfect, and I couldn't ask for it any better.
Something you'll remember when you're in a nursing home. Someday.
Yeah, for sure. I couldn't forget.
When they named Lacaparo Valley Dawson Boys State Champion, what went through your mind? What did you think?
Like, this is what we've been working for all of the years we've been in varsity, and it's just crazy that, like, a core bunch of us have been on this team for so long, and to get to go out like that is amazing.
Awesome. I'm proud of you guys. You guys been on since 7th and 8th grade, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thanks,
let's
Paul.
Back to here. We've got Aaliyah Schomer and Annika Trigger. And congratulations, Aaliyah.
Thank you.
Boy, your mom didn't want to join us on the radio because she knows she's going to get really emotional.
Yeah.
That's okay. Talk about being a state champ back-to-back.
Like, me and Annika were just talking about it. It's really crazy, honestly. And, like, it hasn't really hit us yet. I'm so in shock that it really happened again. But, like, I've been crying, too, because obviously this is my last dance that I'll ever dance with this team. So,
yep.
Kind of a sad moment, but really happy at the same time.
Yep. Annika, talk about walking off the floor the last time. You guys knew that. You come into this tunnel knowing this is your last dance, right?
Yeah, it was so crazy. Just as soon as we walked off, we all just looked at each other. We just started crying because we just knew that we finally, everything we'd worked for, we did it. Like, we were just so happy and so proud of one another.
And you saved your best dance for last, right?
Yes.
Give me high fives. All right,
thank
good
you,
job, guys.
Thank you.
Annika, who do we got? Carissa. Carissa Bessenden. Get Carissa Bessenden. Carissa. Oh, they're going to take a picture with the seniors. Okay. They're going to take a picture with the seniors. That's okay. They're going to take a picture with the seniors? I think they're going to take a picture with the seniors first. Oh, okay. You're, sorry. All right. Put it on. Michaela Musterman. Yeah, you're not a senior, so you can put the headset on.
No, it's just a junior, Paul.
Okay. All right, Grace. Yep. Grace Johnson, boys, joins me along. Yep. Oh, let's talk about the championships as juniors. You made state history.
It's pretty cool. We're the third team in the state to have done that for a single A team, so it's pretty nice. Right. We made history today, and I think as seventh graders and me and Michaela were on varsity, we could only dream of this, and now it's coming reality. Yeah.
I remember my daughter was a shadow, and Grace, you were like this.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just a baby then.
Yes.
So I watched you grow up and be a champion, two-time state champion.
Yes.
So that was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, very fun.
Can we do it again next year since you're juniors?
I think so. We're hoping.
Talk about the fan base here.
Yes. Oh, geez. They're wild. They're pretty wild. Yes, I think they got 10 times more wild after prelims, and they were, I think, a little bit more excited than us for finals.
Yep, all right. This is so much fun. Congratulations, Grace and Michaela. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. Thank
Join
you.
Me. Okay. Great job.
Thanks, Bob.
Yep. All right.
Thank you.
I think, anybody else? So we got, Weber?
Eden! Rachel!
Okay, Eden Weber's going to join us. Rachel Hahn. Rachel Hahn and Eden Weber, two seniors. You guys just got your pictures with your senior dancers on the floor. What's it feel like?
Crazy, yeah. It's a surreal feeling, yeah. It's like the fact that we're done here, we got it done.
Yep.
That's all I gotta say.
Tremendous routine, loved it. You know, what you think when you walked out? Did you think about this as my last dance, Rachel?
It was in the back of my head, but right then and there, I was trying to focus on having fun and making it my best time last time. Yeah.
When you're on the floor, do you hear the crowd at all? Or are you so focused on what you're doing?
Kick line, always see the crowd. Other than that, it's over my head.
Okay. You have a lot of family here today?
Yeah, quite a bit. Some friends and family
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when they named Lock the Pearl Valley, us three jumped. Ken and Hannah and I. Hannah's pushing us all the time.
Yeah.
Do you miss her as a coach?
So much.
Yeah.
Missed her so much this year, yeah.
All right. Congratulations. Go celebrate with your
Thank
family.
You.
Here,
oh, I will.
All right.
Thank
Good
you.
Job.
Thanks,
Good job.
Paul.
Yep. All right. Can you put the headset on? Kendall Fransky's going to talk to us. Kendall gets a big hug from Dad. Father-daughter moment there. Kendall Fransky, congratulations. All tournament
Thank
team.
You. Thank you.
Are you having fun?
Yes. I'm having a lot of fun.
All right. There's a lot of picture taking going on here.
Yeah, it's overwhelming, but you got to enjoy it all.
Yep. You look good with that blue medal.
Thank you.
Neck.
Thank you.
Wow. I think Mom and Dad are pretty proud.
Yeah.
He got a little choked up a little bit, didn't you, Ken, huh?
Yes,
thank you. He don't even want to talk right now. Yeah, we're very proud of you.
Thank you.
And just a tremendous state history as we've been talking.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, that's what you wanted to do, right?
Yep, that's what we wanted.
All right. Anything else?
I don't think so, no.
You're going to have a good weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Good
thank
tomorrow
you.
Celebrating, right?
Thank you, yep.
All right, congratulations,
thank
kid.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, now, Ken. Oh, another hug from Father and Dad. Tina Baldwin walking by me now. Tina? Awesome. All right, Ken?
That don't get any better as a dance dad right there, Paul.
What's that?
That doesn't get any better as a dance dad than right there.
There the girls go off. Congratulations, girls. Amazing job.
Oh, that was powerful, Paul. The seniors come over to get a picture on the baseline of Target Center. The 10 seniors holding their state championship trophy, the second one in 2 years. Part of state history in Class A, back-to-back double blue championships in Jazz yesterday. Again today in high kick, one of three teams in the state of Minnesota to go back-to-back as, I'll call it a four-peat.
Yep.
Eastview and Chaska were the other two that Hannah mentioned. I know Eastview's a powerhouse in 3A. I'm not sure if Chaska's a 2A or a 3A school, but it doesn't matter. It's just about our shadows right now. And just, boy, hats off to them. Breathtaking performance yesterday in Jazz. Breathtaking performance today to wrap up state high kick in Class A. And, God, they're happy. They are so happy. They should be. Just a blessing. Very thankful to a group of girls.
All right. Well, I know you want to go up in the concourse and celebrate your family. Ken, I want to thank you so much for helping, man.
Absolutely, Paul.
Amazing.
I get used to helping do this.
Yeah. Well, we can do it next year, too.
I'm planning for it. My daughter, Kendall, Bobby's daughter, my wife, only a junior. I don't know why we're not going to come back and try to do this thing again next year.
All right, once again, Frazee took third place. YME took second place.
Yeah.
The Silhouettes. Congratulations to the Silhouettes, too. Section 3 dominated here. Another state tournament, 1-2.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We only had one of our 3As in Jazz yesterday, the Shadows, two, and then high kick. And, you know, that's back-to-back for YME, too. Second place finished last year, second place this year behind our Shadows. And, yeah, 3A, two of the top teams left in the state standing, and then danced their butts off just beautifully, both teams. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Ken, again.
Absolutely, Paul.
Thanks to Hannah Johnson, D.D. Schomer, and all my guests the last 2 days here at Target Center in Minneapolis. It's been a blast, that's for sure, and a lot of fun. Now we're going to go up in the concourse and party a little bit.
We're going to party. It's going to be hot up there. There's going to be tears of joy. It's going to be nuts. Paul, for you, I want to say thanks to all the sponsors back home for state dance, all the sports, all the activities for Lackawanna Valley, Dawson, Boyd. If you're a sponsor, never come to state dance. Sponsor again next year and come down to state dance and see what you're spending your money on. It's priceless, fans back home.
All right, thanks, Ken.
Absolutely, Paul. Thank you.
And with that, I want to, too, thank our sponsors for sponsoring state dance here yesterday and today. Without them, this wouldn't be possible. It's been a lot of fun, that's for sure. And we will be back next year, hopefully, for state dance. So appreciate that, everyone. And Kathy and Maynard back at the studio running the board, and everyone listening. It's just amazing. Lackawanna Valley, Dawson Boyd Shadows, back-to-back state champions in Jazz and high kick. Great group of seniors going out. Great team. I should mention Monday and Tuesday, I believe it's Monday in Dawson Boyd, at Dawson Boyd High School, they're going to recognize the Shadows at halftime of the basketball game. And Tuesday at Lackawanna Valley, they're going to do the same thing. So get out there and support the Shadows. Welcome them home Monday and Tuesday at halftime of the boys' games. It's going to be great. So thanks a lot, everyone, for listening. This is Paul Ramo reporting from Target Center in downtown Minneapolis.